A famous person. My major is genetics, and in this field, the person I admired most is Mendel, who is known as the father of genetics. He was an Austrian scientist who was the first to discover the law of genetics. He did a number of experiments on inheritance in pea plants. However, it turns out that the rules which Mendel deduced from studies of peas are equally applicable to human inheritance, and it is convenient to follow his train of logic, beginning with characteristics determined by a single gene and moving on to the complications introduced by multiple genes. He did not know about genes and chromosomes. What he called factors, we now call genes. Mendel also did not know about cell division, as he had not seen diagrams or slides of mitosis and meiosis. Mendel was not a famous scholar at that time, and so people thought of him as a missionary rather than a scientist. So his opinions and some scientific findings that he published did not attract people's notice and were buried for 34 long years. Of course, I want to be a person like Mendel, and I will work hard to make some great discovery in the biology field. I'm looking forward to the coming of that day.
A film. Today my friends advised me that I should see a movie called Outbreak to get a true feeling about terrible infectious diseases. The star of this movie is called Dustin Hoffman, who is a previous Oscar winner. In this movie, the American Health Department have discovered a new kind of bacteria which causes people to die within a few hours. It is let loose in a small village in Africa where Hoffman is the local doctor. Hoffman is amazed and then frightened, as so many of the villagers die within such a small time. The health department have an antidote, but instead of using it to destroy the bacteria, the department aims to use the deadly virus as a biological weapon. Unfortunately, the virus mutates from a blood-borne virus to an airborne one, and deaths multiply. Hoffman comes to the rescue, steals the antidote, and saves the people. My friend said that after they saw the movie, they became even more scared about SARS.
A form of transport. Of all the forms of transport that are available to man, the one I like best is the bicycle. It is easy to use, convenient to leave outside your destination, and easy to mend if it breaks. It is one of the cheapest methods of travel and available to all. The bicycle is very easy to learn how to ride, as every child knows, and once mastered is never forgotten. In these days of traffic congestion, the bicycle is easy to maneuver, and more importantly, easy to park. The bicycle can be chained and left unattended just about anywhere. Most important is the feeling when you ride your machine. The cool breeze against your face, the landscape sliding past, and the freedom to travel anywhere and everywhere whenever you like. This mobility and independence of travel means that it is easy to organize an outing or a picnic to a local beauty spot with some friends.
A friend. My closest friend is called Google. He used to be one of my PhD students in Beidar, in my English-speaking class. One day he invited me to his dorm to have a meal with him. His girlfriend was also there, and we spent a very enjoyable evening together. Since then we have met many times, in his office, at a restaurant, at my home, and on the campus. We normally like to have a meal together and catch up on each other's news. He is average height for a Chinese and of slim build. He wears glasses and usually has a wide grin on his face. It is perhaps his lively sense of humor that attracts me the most. That and the fact that we can talk about anything, and usually do, is another plus factor in his favor. As a friend, he is always willing to make time for me and help me with any problems I might have. Why is he interested in me? He is studying psychology, and so he probably finds me an interesting case study.
A game. When I was at school, I used to enjoy playing rugby. We didn't play football, as this was not a sport played at my school. Rugby is an English game, played with a team of 15 players, and the ball is oval-shaped. Unlike football, in rugby the ball can be handled as well as kicked. It is a very physical sport, because tackling is allowed. The aim is to score tries by touching down the ball at the opposite end of the pitch. Once a try is scored, then the ball can be kicked between the goalposts to score more points. Because I could run very fast, I played on the wing, and I really enjoyed catching the ball and trying to score a try. But because I am very short-sighted and couldn't play wearing my glasses, I sometimes missed the ball or would drop it. So I moved position and became a forward. Actually, I liked this better because it meant that I was involved in the game more. Rugby helped to keep me fit and also made me stronger. Then I could play two games in a day, but now I only watch rugby on TV.
A historical event. Every English schoolboy knows that 1066 stands for the Battle of Hastings, the last time England was successfully invaded and conquered by a foreign army. It all started when Edward the Confessor, King of England, died childless. There were two rivals for the throne. Firstly, Harold Godwinson, grandson of a Viking warrior and son of Earl Godwin, father-in-law of the late king. Secondly, there was Duke William of Normandy, who was the grand-nephew of Edward the Confessor's mother. Harold was crowned king by the English nobles, but then had to contend with a rebellion by his brother in the north. William invaded England on the south coast at Hastings. Harold, having defeated his brother, raced south. Harold arranged his forces on a hill, forcing William to attack uphill. But William used archers and cavalry to great effect, and Harold was wounded in the eye by a Norman arrow. He died, and this demoralized his men so that they were easily defeated by the Norman invaders.
A hobby or interest. My interests and hobbies are very broad and extensive, and with the rise of age, my interests and hobbies have become more and more active, although sometimes I am quiet and introverted. I have a preference for outdoor sports, such as going hiking, flying kites, playing badminton, and so on. For one thing, I am very keen on flying kites. In fact, kite flying is both fun and creative, not only for children, but also for adults. A bright, shining sun, a blue sky, and a gentle breeze make the most favorable weather for flying a kite. As a child, I enjoyed flying a kite in a very simple way, but now I have learned some ways of manipulating it in different wind conditions. When the wind blows really hard, I am faced with more challenges to my kite-flying skill, which is what I like. What's more, I can even make a kite myself. I can make whatever shape or form I prefer, such as a butterfly or a dragon.
A holiday. During the spring festival, I had several weeks' holiday, so I decided to go to a place I had always wanted to visit, Yunnan. Several of my students come from that province and recommended it, so I booked the flights and hotels with my tour agency, packed my bags, and off I went. I arrived in Kunming, which is the capital of Yunnan, settled into my hotel, and then organized some local trips. There was a visit to the site of the World Expo held a few years ago, where I could see different kinds of trees, plants, and flowers. I particularly enjoyed visiting an evening gala, where there were several performances. A buffet was provided, and you could help yourself to as much food and drink as you wanted. I visited an elephant camp and watched them as they went through their routines. They washed themselves in a stream and then played football, with one of the elephants acting as goalkeeper and another taking penalty kicks. I would certainly go again.
A hotel. The Burj Al Arab Hotel in the United Arab Emirates is widely considered to be the best hotel in the world. It has a distinctive shape, like a sail. It is 321 meters high and stands on a man-made island, 280 meters from the shore of Jumeirah Beach, just outside Dubai. The hotel has 202 suites, including two presidential suites and two royal suites. The hotel has 7 restaurants, serving Arab, European and international dishes. There is live music all day. As you would expect from such a wonderful hotel, there is a spa and a fully equipped fitness center. The hotel has 3 swimming pools, including one specially designed for families. Near the hotel, there are tennis courts, golf courses and beaches. They are all lit at night, so you can enjoy yourself 24 hours a day, if you have the energy. Of course, being right by the sea, you can also enjoy several water sports, such as sailing, water skiing and windsurfing, or go scuba diving.
An important structure. Big Ben is one of London's best known landmarks and looks most spectacular at night when the clock faces are illuminated. Most people think that Big Ben is the name of the clock, but the name Big Ben actually refers not to the clock or the clock tower itself, but to the 13-ton bell hung within, which was cast in 1858 at the Whitechapel Bell Foundry in East London. To this day, one of the largest bells they have ever cast. The bell was named after the first Commissioner of Works, Sir Benjamin Hall. Each of the 4 clock faces is over 7 meters in diameter. When Parliament sits by night, a light in the clock tower burns above Big Ben. Old pennies act as counterweights to ensure Big Ben keeps time to the nearest second. There are even cells within the clock tower where members of Parliament can be imprisoned for a breach of parliamentary privilege, though this is rare. The last recorded case was in 1880.
A job. A job I would really like to have is that of holiday writer. I would love to be able to travel to distant and exotic places and then write about these places so that people choosing a holiday destination might pick the one that I had written about. Of course, I would need to be able to write well and objectively so that my readers would be able to see what I had seen and then decide for themselves if this would be a good place for them to visit. One of the exciting things about being a holiday writer is having several free holidays a year and staying in nice, comfortable hotels. It would be nice to be able to choose which countries and cities to visit, but perhaps that may not be possible. To go skiing in the Alps in midwinter or sunbathing in the Caribbean would make a nice change from dry, dusty Beijing. But it is not all holiday, as I would have to visit many places and take notes, and then spend evenings writing about what I have experienced. And then the magazine has to approve the work, and when it is published, I would have to wait for my pay.
Learning English. I have been learning English for over 10 years now, but still have great difficulty in speaking it. We start learning English in primary school. The education system here in China emphasizes the importance of exams, and so we merely learn English in order to pass them. I know that English is a global language, and that if I want to work for an international company, then it is necessary to be able to speak it. But my spoken English is so poor that I am not confident to use it. I must admit that I rarely use English outside of class, because I just don't come into contact with foreigners. Even if I did, I would be too shy to speak. I never had a foreign teacher at school, and so I'm not used to speaking with them. My reading and writing skills are okay, but my listening is poor. Whenever I watch a Hollywood movie, I always listen to it in Chinese, because the actors speak too fast for me to follow them. I try to read English magazines like College Times because it is always full of interesting articles and really helps me to improve my English.
Making yourself a better person. As human beings are composed of at least three parts, physical, mental, and spiritual, then if I want to make myself a better person, I need to improve each of these areas. Although not fat, I could do with exercising. At the moment, the only exercise I do is walking to and from work, and work is only 10 minutes away. Perhaps I could take up a sport or join a fitness club. I could also improve my appearance by going shopping for some new clothes. A new wardrobe would do wonders. I once read that if you have regular mental challenges, then this can prolong your life. Reading something other than novels would certainly help, as would playing chess or even mahjong. I could always learn a new skill, such as a language, or go to evening class. As I have a spiritual side, I could, for example, go to church every week, or learn meditation and yoga. An awareness of a spiritual being who could help through life's crisis has been of enormous help to friends I know, and they have often told me of answers to prayer.
A meal. I am not a cook and can only boil eggs, but I do appreciate good food, and a good meal is one that should be enjoyed and remembered. One of the best meals I ever had was when I was invited by one of the Chinese teachers at the university where I taught English to his home for a meal. He had just moved into a new flat, and so this was a great opportunity to visit him. He prepared all the dishes himself, and while waiting for the meal to be cooked, we drank some local beer as well as some strong Chinese wine. The food was simple, with several different courses. We ate at a small table until we were full and drank to our heart's content. What was memorable about the meal was not the food or drink, but the company. My host had many amusing stories to tell, and the time passed quickly. It was my first introduction into a Chinese home, and to be treated not just as a guest but as a friend made this meal so special for me.
A memorable experience. During my 3 years in college, I established a speech group with several other students, sponsored by some companies to go to the countryside and towns to impart this message and help those in need. Once, we went to one of the poorest towns in Henan province. The local government organized 2,000 students to come to our speech. It was a severe winter with no heat in the auditorium, but I saw those students sitting quietly, listening so attentively, taking their notes once in a while. Their eyes were shining, eager to learn and to grow. I found myself shivering, yet my heart was hot. I told them of my origin, my ups and downs, my dreams and my beliefs. I hoped when they stepped out of this auditorium, some of them would be bold enough to pursue their dreams, to follow their heart and get new lives. At the end of the speech, I sang a song to them, while I saw tears rolling down some of the faces. That was one of the most unforgettable moments of my life.
Parents. My father was a middle school teacher of politics, but now works as a quality control inspector. My mother was a nurse, but retired a year ago. She is quite slim because she did a lot of walking in her job, and she likes to climb mountains at the weekend. My father, though, is a little fat, partly because he doesn't take any exercise. He is strict with me and often tells me off, whereas my mother is more patient and understanding. Perhaps this is because she is a mother and a nurse. I have learned many valuable lessons from them, especially the value of hard work and the importance of being honest and trustworthy. Sometimes, when I was growing up, I felt a little lonely because I am an only child, but my parents have always shown their love towards me and never spoiled me, which is what happens in some one-child families. I have some of my father's qualities and also some of my mother's. When I get married, I hope I can be as good a parent as they have been to me.
A party. Parties are common in China for students, and I have been invited to many. One party was held by my English class. They took over a small restaurant on campus and prepared and cooked the food themselves. We all ate and drank till we could eat and drink no more, and then the fun started. We moved to a large room and sat at tables around the dance floor. At each table there would be bottles of water and some fruit. Several performances were planned by the class, and, as is normal in China, a boy and a girl introduced each act. Of course, there were songs sung and some dances. As there were some English teachers present, we were asked to do a performance each.
A person who has influenced you. Obviously, our parents influence us the most, and this is certainly true with me. My parents divorced when I was about 3, and my mother remarried when I was 15. My new stepfather was a local businessman and active in politics. He had a large house out in the countryside, filled with new and old furniture. His greatest love was art, and especially modern art. I came to love the paintings in the house, and often went with him to museums and art galleries. Eventually, I started to collect paintings too. At first, the paintings I collected were similar in style to my stepfather's, but gradually I developed in a different way. I preferred to collect the work of newer, unknown artists, and soon built up a large collection. My stepfather liked to hold dinner parties or go out to restaurants, and so I also learned to appreciate good food and wine.
A person you would like to spend a day with. Perhaps the person I would love to spend a day with is Jesus. Of all the historical figures who has ever lived, he is perhaps the most interesting. Not everyone can claim that he is the Son of God. If we were to have a meal together, perhaps he would change water into wine, just like he did at Cana. Perhaps a woman would come up to him and fall at his feet and kiss them, like Mary Magdalene did once. After lunch, we could take a stroll around the city, and maybe crowds would follow him, waiting for him to speak, just as they followed him around Galilee. He was admired as the greatest teacher who ever lived, a man who could answer the most difficult questions with ease, so I could ask him whatever I wanted. He was also a healer, so maybe he could cure my short-sightedness. Perhaps the reason why I would like to meet him is a simple one. I would love to know what he looked like. No pictures exist of him, and there are no descriptions of him recorded by his disciples in the New Testament.
A piece of music or a song. Someone once said that music soothes the savage breast, and certainly I enjoy listening to music, in particular the works of the Beatles. They were the first super band, also known as the Fab Four, and they influenced my early formative years, not only as far as my music was concerned, but my dress too, and the length of my hair. Their music ranged from rock and roll to sentimental love songs, and I loved them all. In particular, I loved the album Rubber Soul best of all. This album, which is in the top 10 favorite albums of all time, contains the song Norwegian Wood. I could never really understand the song, but I liked the lyrics and the music. I used to sing it, or hum it, wherever I went. It is sung by John Lennon in his distinctive nasal whine and tells the story of a girl who invited him to stay the night. He does so and sleeps in the bath, which I thought was weird, but I still liked it anyway.
A piece of news. I read a story recently about a Scandinavian couple who lived by the sea. One day, the wife was walking along the beach when she lost an earring. It fell into the sea, and despite her best efforts, she could not find it. A week later, her husband, a keen fisherman, caught a fish near where his wife had lost the earring. He took it home, and his wife prepared it for their dinner. Imagine her surprise and amazement when she cut it open and emptied its stomach to find her earring. The couple could not believe that such an amazing circumstance could happen to them. I suppose all of us could tell of lesser coincidences, when we are thinking of a person and then happen to meet them in the street, or we bump into someone who happens to come from the same hometown as we do. This raises the question of why such coincidences happen, and whether they happen more frequently than we believe.
A place you have visited. One of the most popular places to visit in Beijing is the Summer Palace, and for me it has the distinct advantage of being near where I work. It used to be the summer residence of the emperors, and is built on a grand scale, especially the gardens and lakes. The lake is modelled on the famous West Lake of Hangzhou, and this is the part I like best. Once I walked the entire circumference of the lake, but normally I just like to find a quiet spot and relax and enjoy the scenery. Sometimes I like to take a boat to one of the islands and then explore it. The Long Pavilion is quite famous but easily gets crowded. Once I was walking along it and got accosted by a young man who invited me into his shop. He was selling paintings, but I did not like any of them, so soon left. The Summer Palace is a wonderful place to visit, and you can have many enjoyable hours there, but it is best not to visit it during holiday times or at weekends, as it gets very crowded then.
A place you would like to visit. I would love to visit Tibet. Now that I am in China, it would be very easy to arrange a tour of this wonderful and remote country. I have heard a lot about Tibet. The high mountains and monasteries perched on them would be amazing to see. Tibet is the home of the Himalayas, which includes Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. I know that there are some difficulties in visiting Tibet, such as visa problems, but these can be overcome by travelling in a group. Perhaps the biggest problem is the high altitude, which can cause breathing difficulties. I hope they sell oxygen bottles there. However, I am prepared to risk the dangers in order to see the monks in their homes and try their local food. I have heard about butter tea and barley beer and hope to try them in the near future. Some of my Chinese friends would like to go too, so perhaps we will visit Tibet together.
A problem. One of my greatest problems has been finding a girlfriend. When I was young and at school, I was very shy and awkward in front of the opposite sex. I never knew how to approach them, or if I did, what to talk about. Perhaps because I was shy, and so had few close friends, I found it difficult to relate to other people. I was also a bit of a bookworm and preferred my own company. If there was a girl I liked, then I would just admire her from a distance. I would have liked to go up to her and ask her out, but I was so frightened of being rejected that I suffered alone in silence. Over the years, my shyness has largely gone, but I still find it difficult to get a girlfriend. Then I read an article about the numbers game. It explained that if you approached a girl and asked her out and she said no, that you should then ask another girl out and so on, until one finally says yes. This has revolutionized my social life, and now I have no problem in finding a girlfriend.
Public transport. Beijing is a fast-developing city with a growing population. Like other Chinese cities, there are many public buses, and even a subway. Several years ago, the roads were narrow and traffic was low, but now things have changed. The booming economy has led to a huge increase in the number of office buildings and other developments, and the number of workers and people employed in Beijing keeps rising. This has led to an increase in demand for public transport. The city has widened the roads and introduced ring roads to carry more of the increasing traffic. The subway system is to be extended. A major headache is that the demand for private cars has also vastly increased. This has led to traffic jams during peak travel times, which obviously slows down public buses. The city is trying to encourage citizens to use public transport, but the SARS crisis of 2003 did not help, as many commuters abandoned buses and took to taxis or bought their own car. Perhaps more bus lanes could be introduced, and the extension of the subway brought forward, and more areas of the city covered.